Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our Radio Tyneside listeners in local hospitals, at home and around the world. This is Sheila Hammer bringing you a brand new style of programme each Sunday called New Day Dawning. I'll be presenting a selection of hymns, spiritual songs and readings which I hope will inspire you and perhaps bring a smile to your face. So just relax and I really hope you'll enjoy the programme. Let's begin with a hymn by Brian Dirksen. Come, now is the time to worship. Today is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 31 to 38. Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Here is a reading where Jesus' top man, Peter, gets it wrong. He expresses an opinion and is chastised by Jesus. It is so encouraging to know that Jesus' disciples were quite human, just like us, and made mistakes. I'd like to sing a song for you written by a local lad, Pete Scott, and it talks about offering God all that we are, even down to our failures, our noughts, and our crosses, and it's called "I Offer You Today, Lord."
I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today. Christ's Lord, my crosses and my notes, Lord. When I'm down and out of sorts, Lord, I offer you my thoughts. I offer you my helplessness. No, you'll turn it into bravery. I offer you my hopelessness, for I can only come as me. I offer you my heart, Lord. Won't you let me play a part, Lord? It's just a start, Lord. I offer you my heart. When you make another dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, my fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your care. The dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, my fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your care. I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today.
I don't know about you, but whenever I hear extracts from the Bible, I want to know what went on before the reading. Jesus has just been asking his disciples a very important question. Who do you say that I am? And Peter gets this first question correct, and he wins Jesus' approval. He says, "You are God's anointed one." He recognizes him as the Messiah, the Christ. I wonder how we would have answered that question. Was Jesus just a good man, an excellent teacher? We'll be exploring these themes in the next few weeks. But this next song reflects on what Jesus means to his followers today. He is the Saviour, the Lord, the one who reaches down to rescue his people, one who lifts them up when they're in trouble. He is their Lord and worthy of praise.
My Jesus, my Saviour.
My Jesus, my Saviour, Lord, there is none.
Tower of refuge and strength.
You know, it's very hard to get questions right, and I remember once as a child getting a very difficult question correct. Our headmaster had come into the classroom and asked, "What is half of 3 3/4? And one girl said, 1 1/2. "Wrong," came the reply. Suddenly, I had the answer like some revelation from the heavens. It was pure guesswork on my part, as I'd just been reading a girl's comic that weekend with information about ladies' hairstyles and wigs in Georgian times, which reached right up to some great height, plus 7/8 of an inch. And so I answered the question, 1 7/8, and I will never forget the look on my headmaster's face. I obviously couldn't explain how I got my answer, though, could I really? I couldn't just say, "I read about 7/8 in my Bunty comic." No way had I worked it out mathematically. But it was pure revelation, a really lucky guess. But I felt proud, and I know how Peter must have felt getting the answer right. But Peter gets it so wrong in our reading today. He has this fixed idea, as do the other disciples, of Jesus as their champion, one who will win victories for them and re-establish God's kingdom on earth. Definitely not someone who might lose the plot and go under. Jesus has been saying to them, "The Son of Man must die and suffer." Jesus knows what's in store for him. He will embrace death and become the lamb for the slaughter. Let's just take a moment to think about the sacrifice Jesus was prepared to make for the sake of the world he loved.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became lovely, poured out to death many times. I wondered at your gift of life, I'm in that place once again. Yes, I'm in that place once again. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became lovely, poured out to death many times. I wondered at your gift of life, I'm in that place once again.
Just to remind you, this is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, on 1575 AM in the hospital community, and on Radio Player. And you can contact us by email, info@radiotyneside.co.uk. Peter, by saying to Jesus, "Don't go there, this can't happen to you," has probably brought to the surface the very temptations that Jesus has struggled with ever since his wilderness experience. We all suffer from temptations, but as the old Chinese proverb says, you can't stop birds flying around your head, but you can stop them from making a nest in your hair. And when we struggle with temptation, it's good to know that in Jesus we have someone who has tempted himself and who understands our weaknesses. Someone once said that temptation is a test given to a person God wishes to use. So here is a song inviting God to give us strength in the trials of life. Those of you listening to this from your hospital beds may find new strength in this prayerful song. In today's reading, we are also called to deny ourselves and follow in Jesus' footsteps, to walk the way of the cross ourselves. Challenges to our faith come in many forms today, such as the pull towards materialism, or the loss of loved ones, or peer pressure, or ill health. But there exists still the devastating fact that in many parts of our world today, to follow Jesus is to embrace persecution and death. It's up to each one of us to pray for one another on our journey, bringing comfort, encouragement and help wherever and whenever possible.
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
We are pilgrims on a journey. We're companions on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load.
I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you. Speak a peace you long to hear. I
will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through.
When we sing to God in such harmony, for of all we've known together of Christ's love and agony. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you.
That was Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You by Richard Gillard. In life, we're either at war with God or surrendering to him. If we only could trust him more, make time to listen to what he has to say, and act upon the guidance of his Spirit, God could show his hand at work in his world. This is Sheila Hamlet, Radio Tyneside. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll tune in next Sunday. I'll see you then. Bye for now. Thank you also to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical ability and for his help in producing this show.
Our God is strong and mighty.
Our God is strong and mighty.